Out in the lovely world of America. Welcome to the AWOR Radio Show. It's a lovely Sunday afternoon, late afternoon here in the lovely city of New York, where it snowed and is a bit chilly. But welcome. We hope that you guys did have a great weekend as we come upon a three-day weekend for some of us. Myself be one of those. And today I am joined by only one of the multiple voices that I like to move around on the mic to my left.
Ash, people, how you doing?
So, is this going to be him and I today? So hopefully you guys don't feel too sad hearing if you're not hearing the crazy rantings of Carlton. So, first of all, it is NFL playoff season for those who follow that, which I kind of do. Only when the playoffs are like towards the middle of it. Other than that,
only when it gets real serious.
And really only if the Patriots are playing. So, may I say that as we're doing the show today, we are watching part of the third quarter of the Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys game.
What
which
did I
is,
tell you?
The second quarter, which is already 20-3.
They're going to kick the extra point right now. It's going to be 21-3.
And this is reminiscent of last night's game, which actually started out pretty close between the Patriots and the Texans, which I think at one point it was 16-13 with the Patriots up. And then all of a sudden it turned into 34-13 or 34-16 blowout. So I'm going to go ahead. Oh, well, they have an injury. There's an injury.
The game's over.
There's an injury. So I'm going to go ahead and say that we're going to end up seeing Green Bay and New England playing against each other.
No.
Next game.
No.
Aren't they next in line to play each other?
No. They're not in the same division.
Ah. So then who does Green Bay end up playing after this game?
I think they're going to play the Falcons.
Okay, Atlanta.
And I think Atlanta's going to run over them.
And New England plays who then? The winner of the Seahawks game?
No.
The Seahawks game. So then who's playing now?
It's going to be the Chiefs and somebody else.
Oh, the Chieftains or some nonsense, right?
I have no idea. What
Kansas City, yeah. Because Kansas City's playing today, too.
Yeah, so then it's the Chiefs.
So whoever wins that plays New England. All right, well, let's just say New England's going to the Super Bowl. Let's get that out of the way. So,
and let's say Atlanta's going to run over New England.
I don't think so. So, so you know, it's a great time for NFL. It's a great time for sports. As we know, the Golden State Warriors are still looking amazing. For those who follow basketball. They're a clear shoe-in for the NBA playoffs, obviously, and probably finals. Now, will they win the finals? I don't know. I mean, Cleveland's still a heavy favorite.
You know they're going to run over Bron.
Bron Bron's going to get stomped on?
Yeah.
Ooh, that rhymes. Someone make a shirt with that, yo. I want to see a shirt that says Bron Bron is going to get stepped on. Oh, I like that. So, besides sports, it's been a very interesting
couple of weeks.
Interesting past few weeks.
We've not put up anything.
First, Happy New Year again to everybody out there. You know, we haven't spoken to you guys in a bit. So, it's been a lot happening. I know some people have been watching the news. Some haven't. You know, we're going to try to not be all heavily political. But there's some interesting things happening in those waters. And we're going to open up with a particular case that already has proven the point that I was trying to make initially when Trump was just running. And I kept saying, it is not so much about his political views. I don't really care so much about the game that's played within politics that we all know is played. It is the people that he is riling up, that he is burning a fire under, that are going to think this is okay. So what happens?
What is he?
71-year-old
House
member council out in Greenwich, in Greenwich, Connecticut. Mm-hmm.
Grabbed, and he's what, 70?
He's 71.
71. He grabbed a 57-year-old staffer by the pussy.
And this was after, this is after they encountered each other in the hall. And there was a debate, a political debate, you know, as I'm sure often happens there, right?
And as she was walking away.
Yes, he waited until she turned around.
She turned around, she's walking away, reached around, and grabbed her. And pinched her.
Her vagina.
And when she was, you know.
Startled
and upset about this, he goes, go ahead and tell whoever you want. No one's going to take your word over mine.
Yes.
Apparently he forgot there were security cameras.
Clearly.
And
but let us add this other piece though, Ash, because interestingly enough, what does he say? He said to her after they had their political debate and just before he made the sexual assault, he said, I love this new world. I no longer have to be politically correct.
No longer have to be politically correct.
And when the woman tried to walk away, he grabbed her by her vagina and then said to her the words that you just said. Tell whoever you want. It's your word against mine.
Yeah.
Now, his lawyer, all right, his legal team here is trying to call it a playful act.
You know, like just like they said it was locker room talk.
Just like locker room talk. Yeah, and
this is a playful little thing that they do.
People are silly. And it spills slightly into Zoe Saldana's stupid comments that continue to erupt from her mouth because it's like she doesn't think or really is in touch at all with any of the issues that are pertinent or that are relevant to people who are not wealthy. She's not really clearly getting
say
it.
That I don't even know.
Okay, so she made a comment, and this all ties in, folks, if you really think about it once I explain it. So she made a comment about she felt that Hollywood and America, as some people have commented, bullied Trump. Bullied the bully. Because let's not forget, folks, Trump is the ultimate bully. Still bullying people via Twitter, still bullying news reporters, bullying actors, bullying anybody who does not like him, who does not support him, or says anything negative about him, okay? But fine. She believed that America bullied him. And in that bullying, middle America felt bad for him and stood behind him. Not the fact that he was speaking racial inappropriateness or preaching discrimination, bigotry, sexual assault, or any other type of chauvinistic rhetoric, but because he was bullied is why middle America got behind him. Now, my point to why I'm combining these is because what Trump has done is that he has brought to life or made, he's given rejuvenation to the mind and behavior of a people, of a mind, of a culture that had already existed, but they never had the opportunity to really speak about it before. So now it's like, hey, our president is all about that. So let us speak, like, let us behave in this manner. And this guy, this politician, this is a man in politics who is entrusted to protect the people of Connecticut and to make the right decisions. Grabbing a woman's vagina and not only saying to her, tell whoever you want, no one's going to believe you, which is scary. That's some creepy stuff for him to just say out. But then says, I love this new world. This new world. I know some of you conspiracy guys, shout out to Carlton out there, and be like, new world order. What does it say on the, like, you know, what does it say on the dollar bill? Like, this new world, right? Where I don't have to be politically correct. And him even saying that just shows the just where our mindset is, I think, because it immediately makes it sound like there's an affront on comparing decency, like decency to being politically correct. And those aren't the same thing.
No, because we as a nation collectively, and this is how many people feel, because look who we elected. We have fallen so far down, morally speaking, that he can get away with saying and doing these kind of things, and other people try to follow him. Like, just recently, in Twitter, because, you know, I like to look at his Twitter feed occasionally, he went after Congressman John Lewis, who's a congressman in Chicago. And he was a very big civil rights activist. He says, and I quote, "Congressman John Lewis should spend more time fixing up and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart. He's all talk and no action." And this is his way of bullying, you know.
So now he's tweeting these things.
He's tweeting these things. It's out there in the world. "Congressman John Lewis should finally focus on the burning and crime-infested inner cities of the U.S. I need all the help I can get."
So this is coming from a man who is busy talking about ratings with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. This is coming from the man who threw shade at Meryl Streep.
Who has time to throw shade at Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Who just a year ago or 2 years ago he lauded as his favorite actress.
So
said it with no problem. Meryl Streep, she's
a has-been.
She's my faves. And now she's overrated and a has-been.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens.
People, you are ridiculous out there in America. Ridiculous. And I say this because it is clear that for the sake of getting somebody who you feel represents your most base and disturbing values, you will get them in if that means burning the country to the ground.
What makes me laugh is that during the campaign, his one thing with Hillary was like, "Oh, she's a Wall Street insider. If you want, she's going to put all these Wall Street people and she's going to help Goldman Sachs. And we can't have that. I'm going to drain the swamp."
Yeah.
The same man who has five former Goldman Sachs employees.
In key positions
for his cabinet.
And I believe that we discussed this before, where many of them had just basically college degrees, like BAs, and nothing to do with any of their actual
positions. The new Secretary of State is the CEO, the ex-CEO of Exxon.
Yes. Yes. Like, this is what it is now. It's a money team. This is the money team.
And I'm sure he's not going to help them build more pipelines.
No. And you know, anything that has to do with proper development, as you guys heard from a couple of shows back, where I played the recording, where you guys heard the actual meeting that was happening for the pipeline.
They were great. They're like, "Oh, this is going to go through."
And they recognize the man that's in office, and they know that this man is going to push for further economic development at the costs of any type of social or community. You know, people are going to suffer for the sake of the dollar. And it just shows you what's happening, or the mindset that America was already based in. And I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm without him even being sworn in yet, he's being sworn in a few days.
Which is another point of hilarity.
It is worrisome because these things are already happening on a higher level. This is a politician who sexually assaulted somebody publicly and told them no one would listen to them. And this is just like, wow, this... I can only see this progressing. I mean, I can only see things getting even more blatant, more out in the open, more inappropriate. And speaking of further inappropriateness, as some of you know, Trump is adding his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, whose sole claim to fame is that he's a real estate investor.
And that he married Ivanka.
And he married Ivanka Trump, or whatever her name is. Ivana Trump, I'm sorry, right?
His daughter.
Okay. The one that he's infatuated with.
Yeah.
So Jared Kushner marries her. The next thing you know, after Trump made it very clear that he would not have his family involved.
Yes. That was one of the key points.
That's what he said.
I'm going to step away from my company.
He made it very clear.
My family will be, we won't be involved in the political scene. No, but he had his daughter at several meetings with.
Yes. And they moved
his
to Washington. And now his son-in-law is going to be his senior advisor.
And people are letting this rock.
Yes.
And this goes against nepotism laws.
The anti-nepotism law, which came into effect, it's been around for a while, but it was in reference to Kennedy's. Because, you know, the Kennedys are very heavily involved in politics.
Yeah.
And it's And as one person has stated, it just tells you, it says, you know, hey, you're supposed to find the best person for the job. The chances of the best person for the job being your relative are very slim. It shows that you did not look for the best person for the job.
Not only that, but
you pick somebody who, one, is your family member, two, who understands what it is that you want done, who knows the game that you're trying to play. And somebody else brought up a very, very good point. It makes it difficult for things to be done correctly, because who's going to say no to the son-in-law of the president?
Yeah. Not only that, but I mean, almost every single state has, they recognize that this is a problem. So, because this isn't like...
Only seven states don't have it.
Yeah, seven states, but I'm like saying it's not like a federal thing, but it's a statute.
No, it's a state, yeah, exactly. It's a statute that states have the right to acknowledge or not. And only seven of them in the United States have decided not to. What does that tell you? Because, I mean, you know, in all actuality, it just seems like there's too much control. His hands are involved in too many pots, and he's controlling the temperature of the pots, what's in the pots.
Look, there's nothing in the pots.
And
nothing at all. I mean, you can see through, you know, Trump Steaks, which failed, Trump University, which failed.
Yeah.
Trump Casino, which failed. How many different business ventures did he have out there that failed?
I mean,
he hasn't shown us his taxes.
Still.
It's been proven now by the FBI and the CIA that there was Russian involvement, but nah, we didn't sweep that under the rug.
Why is that just such not a conversation? That there was Russian involvement in our election system.
That by itself should invalidate the election.
And what did Putin say, right? Because there were these reports. Now, I totally agree with you. Yes, it should invalidate that immediately. But there were also reports that Russian intelligence, Russian operatives, had information on Trump.
Yeah, and
Trump says it's fake, quote unquote, fake news. And Putin's Vladimir Putin's his response is, well, you know, Russia doesn't have. He said something to the effect of, we don't have that, probably.
No, that was Trump on Twitter. Okay, so he was responding to all of this with his Twitter fingers. And he said, my team will have a report on hacking
in 90 days.
And then the very next tweet was, these things from Russia are a fallacy. They don't exist. Probably.
So it came from Trump.
Yeah.
So that's even worse.
What do you mean, probably? Like, did you have to call Putin and make sure, like, yo, my nigga?
And then immediately he says, you know what? America has been treating Russia wrong. I think it's a great chance for us to come together.
Really?
There's no coincidence in this.
And then wasn't there like a rumor going around that they had photos or something of him participating golden showers with Russian prostitutes? Oh,
who knows what he's been doing?
And so there was this whole thing this whole week now that Barack Obama was leaving. And they're like, oh, Barack's out. Trump, you're in. They were using urine words.
By the way, if you guys don't get a chance to see Obama's farewell speech, it's really good. Many people that I saw on IG and different social media sites were in tears or expressing deep emotion for what he was saying.
It was an emotional speech.
And how he approached his departure and...
There was actually a little groundswelled movement for him to step down like 2 days early, like for him to resign and have Joe Biden be president for 2 days.
Oh, that would have been brilliant, actually.
Because then all this merchandise that Trump has, him being the 45th president,
would have been a loss. He should have done that, actually.
Plus... You know, they had this
a dick move, but I totally would have done that.
No, but they had this whole, you know, Joe Biden, Obama bromance thing.
Yeah.
You know, so they're like, yo, do it for Joe. Step down for a day. Let him be president.
Let Joe do his thing, you know?
Because he did give him that award.
the one he was like crying.
Yeah.
I love Joe Biden. I love Joe Biden. But, yeah, I mean, I think that would have been interesting.
That would have been really good.
So now, speaking of what's been happening also furthermore in politics, this is even a heavier issue just because, again, you know, I say these things as a wake up or just as a drop in your mind, folks, because maybe you're thinking, oh, you know, politics, or you're thinking about the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, you know, where you stand and your personal opinions of them. Or you might be looking at, well, change for, you know, for those who are happy about this election's results. But keep in mind, you know, yeah, those who complained about the Affordable Care Act and complained much about the government's hand in these policies, you know, those who want less government influence. Money is a big issue, and the pharmaceutical companies eat very well off of the poor health of the country.
I mean, he got rid of the child support.
So, before we even talk about that, there was an amendment created by Bernie Sanders that was to allow the importation of foreign drugs, and particularly from those Canada. From Canada.
Because they have very cheap.
Where in Canada, drugs. Those drugs are cheap. Which was voted against, not once, twice. The first part of the amendment was just to allow the importation. And it was voted down because those who voted against it, including Cory Booker, who is a presidential hopeful possibly for 2020, it was voted down because they said that there weren't enough regulations to provide safety for the American people, that these drugs were safe, certifiably safe. So another amendment was introduced by Senator Wyden, and that was also voted down. And that amendment was allow for the importation of foreign drugs with this pending safety inspection certification. So again, it was saying, okay, I agree. Cool. It needs to be certified that it's safe. Cool. Let's allow for the importation pending that happens. No,
nope.
That was voted down. Nope. And this is what the excuse was. So the excuse was basically, we need to be sure that the drugs are safe and that they are being regulated. And we don't trust foreign countries to have the same standard of safety regulations that we have.
But we will employ foreign doctors.
Yes. And then make medications that people then have to go and stop taking because it makes them suicidal or could cause death or cause them to go crazy, all these different things. But this is also interesting, though. So now, this bill, or like this amendment, the concept of it isn't new. Apparently, in 2000 and in 2007, the bills to legalize importation were passed, but then expired after Clinton and Bush administration refused to certify that it would be safe. Then the Obama administration also cited safety concerns, refusing to certify and add it on to their Affordable Care. This is where it gets interesting, though. The safety excuse is BS. And it's not just BS simply because they're trying to hang on to money and they don't want to provide these cheaper drugs. But it's BS because the drugs that would be imported from Canada originated here. They're just cheaper in Canada. So
we sold them to Canada, and Canada is selling it back.
So by logic, it's like, well, if you're concerned about safety regulations, what did you send them? Like, what drugs were you sending over to Canada that you're concerned about getting them back without safety regulations? And again, folks, you know, for those people out there who fully don't grasp how this affects anyone, because it really does. Yeah, if you have insurance, great. God bless you. But understand that there are so many people, particularly those with chronic illnesses. Medication is expensive, and oftentimes insurance will not cover certain forms of medication.
Like when you do the cancer treatments, what is that called?
Chemotherapy
drugs. Each pill is like $1,000.
Each pill. And you have to take this. It's not like you have a choice. It's not like you're like, I'm not going to take this. This is part of you getting better. And the fact that our country is still not allowing Americans, man, people to get affordable medication, fighting it, and using the logic of safety restrictions is such BS. Such BS. Okay, when we can get a phone like the Samsung Note 7 or whatever the hell that was that blows up and blew up twice. Happened twice. Both models did it. what it comes down to is about the dollar, and what it comes and it's about who's in whose pocket. So no, none of you should be surprised that Wall Street is going to be running America for 4 years. None of you should be surprised when things that would allow for you, the average American, okay, which is the majority of this population of this country, okay, people who don't make $100,000 a year, all right, some of them who don't even make 50, okay, the average American is being forced to continually come out of pocket, continually pay high taxes for things that, we don't see a result in. There's still potholes all over the city. Our healthcare is extremely high. College has become a marketing institution to a point to where Trump can open up a college and do nothing to maintain its prestige, to maintain its integrity. You know, everything's
become a business. Something that he had to settle for $25 million.
Everything is a business.
On the low.
Of which, somewhere. You know, part of those taxes, so he'll be all right.
Yeah, but what's great about this whole thing is, I love how they try to do it in, like a thief in the night, you know? They assembled Congress 1:30 in the morning to repeal
1:30 the Affordable
Care Act, you know?
Now, this is the same political organization body that it took a 2-day break to deal with the transgender bathroom issue, right?
Yeah.
But it can assemble quickly.
1:30 in the morning to do this.
To repeal something.
Yeah. That's BS.
See, this is where we are right now. Even with some of the hearings, where Sessions, he's, I believe, is going to be Attorney General, right?
Yeah.
He's the lead prosecutor of the nation. You know, his hearing was a great example of one Ted Cruz being a kiss ass after a man insulted you, your father, your family, and you said that you would never get behind a man like that, and then the next thing you know, you're endorsing him.
Not only endorsing, you're making phone calls for him. Hi, yeah, calling up.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you're now his lackey. on national television. I mean, this is why I feel like there has to be something secretly happening for anybody to completely degrade their manhood, their pride, in front of cameras and the world. There has to be something bigger in this picture that obviously they're hiding. You know, Kanye West shows up to Trump Towers after being out of the mental ward for 2 days. Blonde hair and everything. Like
Steve Harvey.
There's something happening. Steve and then Harvey Sessions gets on the stand. He's testifying, right? And Ted Cruz, mind you, it's a question, right? I mean, you're supposed to be questioning the potential.
No, okay, so what happened was he kept saying that he was behind the civil rights stuff and how he supported them. And Al Franklin is there, and he's like, no, we're looking at your record right now, and you've repeatedly gone against that. You've made racial and ethnic slurs. No.
But you were behind it.
How do you want to be one of the highest judges in the land when you have no moral fiber? And so then Ted Cruz stepped in and was like, oh, no, we're not talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, Ted didn't even ask him a question. It immediately became, let me shine up y'all booty Sessions and kiss it. Because all I'm going to do is to say how amazing it was that KKK member who killed that poor black man and strung him up and lynched him and set him on fire. You made sure that man got the death sentence. You know, so people would say that you're not for race, for rights, and for social justice. Yeah, he's like, I just want to point out what all the news people here, I mean, I'm trying to do my best Ted Cruz voice. You guys should follow this. This should be on the headlines. You want to talk about, you know, all the other things that he's done, you know, and you know, you want to talk about all the negative. This should be the front page. How this man, you know, fought for what was right. It's like, that's one guy in a big state. That's one person.
That's bullshit, because that was front page news, and so he had to.
Thank you.
He had to.
Thank you, because how could he ignore it? The whole country had saw it on the news that this black man was strung up in your state and set on fire.
Outrage across the, so he had to take steps to
address it, because something tells me that the person forgot the person's name who did the crime and then went to the death penalty, that's not his first rodeo. That wasn't the first black person that he's attacked. I'm pretty sure that he's gotten tons of reports about this family, because it's father and son who are part of a group. But he had to react. And you said it perfectly, Ash, and that's the reality of it. And, I mean, all that has just been fascinating. And this is all still, folks, before his inauguration. The man has not even put his hand on the Bible yet, which I don't know if he will. But his hand might catch fire. But he has not even been sworn in, folks. And these are already some of the issues, some of the questions, some of the curiosities that have been developed.
On a funny side note, they still haven't found someone to perform at his inauguration. Every single artist they ask
has turned them down. Smart move.
Like, I think the only person so far who's confirmed, because usually the inaugurations and the inaugurational ball is an event, and it lasts for a good part of the day.
Yeah.
And there are different artists that perform. People do spoken word pieces. It's an event. The only person so far who's been confirmed is Toby Keith, country music singer. And
not surprised.
And
I'm just saying, country music.
It's very likely that he might bow out, because there is an extreme
backlash.
Pressure.
Has he gotten backlash?
Backlash and pressure on him to quit that.
Ooh, like your sales, my man, are going to drop.
So
do not do it. It is career suicide. That's going to be fascinating. And part of me, I mean, I'm kind of interested to see who.
Holiday, what was her name again? Her first name?
I forgot.
So she, in a matter of hours, it was reported that her representatives said that she would perform. And then she said that even though her representatives put that statement out, she was still hadn't yet to make a decision. And then it was like an hour or two later, she said, yes, she was going to perform. But it wasn't because of Trump. She wasn't performing for Trump. She was performing for the people that would be gathered in the National Mall. You know?
Okay.
And then
I'm still lost on that.
After all of the backlash she received within a matter of minutes, about half an hour later, she said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, it was Rebecca Ferguson said that she would sing at Trump's inauguration. And first of all, I don't even know who that is. So right there, that tells you I have very little care for this person. But secondly,
Rebecca Ferguson.
Her whole logic doesn't make sense to me, though. I mean, the people there probably don't even know who you are. I mean,
no, because they've been reaching out to everyone.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's Jennifer Holliday.
Oh, Jennifer Holliday. So Jennifer Holliday had said that she would. Wow, a black woman said that she would sing.
And then
I don't even know who that is. I don't know who Jennifer Holliday is. Does anybody out there in Radio Land know who this person is?
According,
I've never heard of her.
According to Holliday, her decision to perform was a lapse in judgment. And she apologized to the LGBT community. She was like, she was uneducated as to what they were trying to do, Trump and Pence, to that community. And when she learned, when people, you know, through social media, that backlash, she learned what was going on. She was like, I can't, in good conscience, perform that.
Mm. Well, I mean, now with that thing, right? So now you have that. She decides to not do it. I'm still intrigued to just see who Trump gets. But now, also, in funny news, folks, there seems to be a boxing match coming up between Chris Brown and Soulja Boy.
Not only that, but ever since they decided to do it, everyone wants to fight now.
So people who have quote-unquote beef want to box.
So,
and let me guess, people are going to be charged to watch this, right?
Of course.
There you go.
Of course.
Brilliant.
So
prove that all the beef, folks, beef?
No, so BS. Okay.
Marketing.
So the Soulja Boy Chris Brown joint is charity, you know, because that all came to be because I don't really follow all of the celebrity stuff, but I do get like snippets of news which make me laugh. And so apparently he was trying to get back with his ex. I don't know how you saw her name, Karuchi,
I think.
And so he was like leaving little comments on her Instagram, you know. And so Soulja Boy started leaving little comments on her Instagram. And apparently Soulja Boy made an IG video saying, Chris Brown called him up on the phone, telling him to step off, and that was his woman, and da-da-da-da-da. And so now they're going back on back and forth on IG with these little one-minute videos. And so...
That's too much time. Yeah. I mean, the lies.
So then one point, Soulja Boy made reference to the fact, like, oh, yeah, I was hanging with who's the mother of this dude's child?
Oh, it was a woman. He, to my understanding, even with the Karrueche story, he got her Karrueche's friend pregnant.
Okay, so Soulja Boy was like, "Oh, I was chilling with this woman and your child last night." Da 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 da. And so Chris Brown naturally got very offended, and he put a video up online. He was very serious. Like, listen, it's all fun and games. We're going back and forth with this stupidity. You said something about my kid. I'm gonna beat your ass. He's like, you can name the time, you can name the place.
Call him Adrian this Broner.
He's like, call up Adrian Broner, call up Floyd Mayweather, call up whoever you want. They're gonna set this up. I'm gonna beat your ass. The proceeds are gonna go to charity, but you're getting your ass kicked.
Because again, they will be charging for people to watch
this. Of course.
This is what's happening. Nothing is real anymore.
So now, Floyd.
Everything is a drawn up.
Check this out. Script. So, Money Mayweather is training Soulja Boy.
Oh, God.
And Mike Tyson is training Chris Brown.
Oh, he's getting all that aggression out, boy. Oh, Chris Brown.
What makes it even funnier is that Soulja Boy likes coming out his face. Came out his face and said, oh, all Tyson is showing you is how to bite people in the ear.
Is he stupid?
He must be stupid.
He's making a joke to Mike.
About Mike Tyson.
Even now. As old as Mike is now, he could knock him into next month.
He'd kill him.
He would kill him, yeah.
Soulja Boy's like 100 pounds soaking wet.
If you caught him in the gut? Remember how he used to catch people in the gut?
And they would fall
out. And they would like drop down to death?
So, what makes me laugh is that Mike Tyson had a little message with Soulja Boy.
Tyson now.
Yeah, Tyson was now on IG. He's like, don't worry, Soulja Boy. I got something for you. And he went in the studio and he made a song talking about I'm going to teach him how to knock you the fuck out.
I will have that for you guys next show. I will Google this and I will have that as the intro song. Got to hear Mike Tyson because I can still remember Mike's feature on the Cannabis track. What's the name of the song? Knockout, I think. I think it was called Knockout, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he was like, yeah, you know, come on, Cannabis. You know how it is, Cannabis? You eat them, Cannabis. You eat MCs, Cannabis. You know, nobody's going to be in the ring with you, Cannabis.
Tyson is surprisingly good.
No one's like you, Cannabis. You're the best. I love that feature.
Yeah, get that lisp.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Tyson. I love you, man.
Oh.
Please do not come looking for me, because I will run. I'm sorry. Let it be known. I will run. If Mike Tyson came at me and was bad, I'm running. Because I don't want him to touch me.
Running and throwing weed at him?
Because all he has to do is hit me one time, and I'm not getting up. Maybe never. That might be it for me. Yo, I mean, never get up again.
He would seriously break this dude's neck if he hit him.
Oh, God. Check out some of the videos, guys.
And he's prosperous right now. He's got that cartoon going.
Yeah.
He's got that one-man show. I'm happy for Tyson, man.
It's comedic. It just shows you that everything is marketing, and that's the whole purpose. And then it also just shows you that, for me, in actuality, none of these tough guys are actually tough guys. Because when I was growing up, and I'm not an old person, so this is not many years ago, when you had a problem with somebody, you didn't post it up on IG. You didn't post it up on nothing. You just showed up and... did whatever happened, talked it out, fight it out, but there was none of this back and forth. This is becoming so. The guys are doing it more than the women. I hear more about male rappers and singers going at each other on IG.
I don't know how many rappers have Lil in front of their names, because I don't really pay attention to that.
It's a lot of them now.
So one little rapper was talking about, yeah, I'm gonna fuck up this other little rapper. We could do that boxing match thing too. You know,
there's been
like five or six of them who've been throwing out challenges left
boxing
and right.
Challenge now is that yeah. Coming out, the boxing challenge.
So one of them challenged Lil Wayne.
Oh God!
And then Puffy.
Puffy's involved in this now.
No. So Puffy put up a video on IG talking about, yo, there's too much cooning and buffooning going around. He's like, I'm gonna arrange my thoughts on the subject. I'm gonna get back at you later. But he was throwing that out at everybody doing the bullshit now. Cooning and buffooning.
This is coming from Puffy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I thought
the
it was
promoter of cooning and buffoonery. He doesn't know what the buffoonery is, right? He doesn't understand that if you promote something that is a caricature of what anything is, it is buffoonery. He does understand this because he promotes that. That's kind of what he does.
Listen, that's how he gets.
All right. Well,
how he gets.
With that, folks, we hope you had a great weekend. For those with the 3-day weekend, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. You know,
for the rest of us that have to work, just get through.
I was listening to a lecture the other day, and it made a very great point, which I want to share with you guys. You know, the average person only gets about a third of their actual, of their life to dedicate to them, to their time, to what benefits them, to what helps them evolve and grow. You spend the other parts of your time working and the other parts of your time resting. So you don't get, at the grand scheme of things, if you work a 9-to-5 or if you work, you know, a job that has overtime and things like that, you get even less time to dedicate to yourself. So when you have time, don't spend that free time sitting in front of the tube. Don't spend that free time wasting away, because I know you feel like that's you spending that time productively and spending it the way that you want. Spend it growing. Either read, start a new art project, do something that you've always wanted to do. Be you. Spend time being you in the most honest way. So with that said, have a great remainder of your day, whatever time that you're listening to this. And we'll see you or speak to you soon. Till then,
go Packers.
Peace and be well. Let's go Pats.